Roller Coaster. Chapter 1. It was Mickey's very first trip to Wonderland. He was with his best friends, Gemma and Daniel, and Gemma's father, Mr. Lee. Everyone else was excited, but Mickey had a secret that even his best friends didn't know. He was scared of the big roller coaster. The roller coaster seemed to go right up into the sky. Mickey watched the big car move slowly up the narrow track. Then it zoomed down the other side. Everyone in the car was screaming and waving their arms around. Mickey had never seen anything so scary in his life.
"I can't wait to go on the roller coaster," said Gemma.
"Me too," said Daniel.
"Me too," said Mickey in a small voice.
"The roller coaster's the best," said Gemma. "Let's save it until the end."
"Good idea," said Daniel.
Mickey didn't say anything. He couldn't tell his friends he was scared. They might laugh at him. They went on lots of other great rides.
"The solar space trip is superb," said Daniel.
Gemma liked the jungle adventure best. The crocodiles had gleaming white teeth. They looked real. Mickey couldn't enjoy himself. He just couldn't stop thinking about the roller coaster.
"Don't you want any popcorn, Mickey?" asked Mr. Lee.
"No, thanks," said Mickey. He didn't feel much like eating.
"You didn't have any sweets or pop either, Mickey," said Gemma.
"Are you okay?" Mr. Lee asked.
Everyone stared at Mickey and he blushed.
"Yes, I'm fine," he said quickly.
Mr. Lee looked at his watch.
"We have to be going soon," he said.
"Time for the roller coaster,"
shouted Gemma and Daniel together, and they cheered. Mickey felt his insides turn over. He couldn't ride on the roller coaster. He just couldn't. But how could he get out of it? Then Mickey had an idea. He could say he was feeling sick.
"Mr. Lee," Mickey began, but suddenly he stopped.
Mickey could see a little girl trying to climb onto the carousel. It was about to start moving. The little girl was going to get hurt.
"Hey!" called Mickey. "Watch out!"
He ran towards the little girl. The carousel started up, knocking the girl backwards. Mickey caught her just in time. Chapter 2. Suddenly, Mickey heard a shout. It was the little girl's father.
"Kathy, I've been looking for you everywhere," he said.
Then he turned to Mickey.
"I saw what you did. You saved Kathy."
"Well done, Mickey," said Mr. Lee.
"You're a hero,"
said Gemma, and Daniel slapped Mickey on the back.
"No, I'm not," muttered Mickey. How could he be a hero when he was scared of the roller coaster?
"Thank you so much," Kathy's father said to Mickey. "You and your friends can go on as many rides as you like. I'm paying."
"We were just about to go on the roller coaster," said Daniel.
"Well, you ride on it as many times as you want," said Kathy's father.
Mickey's heart sank. He couldn't say he was sick now. Not after Kathy's father had been so kind. He would have to ride on the roller coaster. He looked up at it and his stomach churned. Everyone climbed into the seats. Mickey decided to sit at the back. It looked much safer.
"Sit up front with me, Mickey,"
called Daniel. So Mickey had to sit in the front. The car began to move with a jolt. It went very slowly up the steep track. As it reached the top, Mickey closed his eyes. The car zoomed down so fast that Mickey thought he was flying. He could feel the wind in his hair. He opened his eyes and began to laugh. It was still scary, but it was fun too. Everyone was screaming and waving their arms around, and Mickey joined in. When the ride ended, Mickey knew he wouldn't be scared of the roller coaster ever again. He'd done two brave things today. Maybe he was a hero.
"Oh, I feel sick," Gemma groaned. "I ate too much popcorn."
"Me too,"
said Daniel, holding his stomach. Mickey grinned.
I feel great, he said. Let's ride again.